Yom HaShoah, Howl Quest Remembrance Day, which is the commemoration for the 6 million Jews who perished in the Shoah as a result of actions by Nazi Germany. So the first official commemoration took place in 1951. And the observance today was anchored in law passed by the Knesset in 1959. And the day they picked was the 27th day of Nisan. But actually, the first Holocaust Remembrance Day in Israel took place December 28, 1949, based on the chief rabbi of Israel. They picked the 10th day of Tevis, which is the end of December. It's a day of mourning and fasting. And therefore, what did they do on that day in December 28, 1949? They did a lot of burial. Unfortunately, in the Yerushalayim Cemetery, all the ashes and the bones of thousands of Jews from the concentration camps. And religious ceremonies were held in honor of the victims. As well, a radio program on the Holocaust was broadcast. In the following year, 1950, the rabbinate organizations of the former Jewish community, the IDF, held memorial ceremonies around the country. They also involved funerals and holy objects that had to be buried and the bones and the ashes of the dead that were brought over from Europe. In 1951, so 49 and 50, they did it unofficially. That's what the day they did was on the 10th of Tevis. In 51, the Knesset began deliberations to choose a date for Holocaust Remembrance Day on April 12, 1951. Because the choices were, obviously, the 10th of Tevis, the 14th of Nisan, which is April 9th, 1943, the day which Passover begins, the night on which the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising, or September 1st, the date on which the Second World War began. The Knesset passed a resolution picking the 27th day of Sivan, a week after Passover and 8 days before Yom HaAtzmaut, Israel Independence Day. May 3rd, 1951, the first officially organized Holocaust Remembrance Day was held at the Chamber of the Holocaust at Mount Zion. The Israel Postal Service issued a special envelope and a bronze statue. And on April 8th, 1959, the Knesset officially established a day when it passed the Martyrs and Heroes Remembrance Day law, with the purpose of instituting an annual commemoration of the disaster which the Nazis and their collaborators brought upon the Jewish people in acts of heroism and revolt performed. And as well, an amendment to the law, they say, in 1961, mandated that cafes, restaurants, and clubs be closed on that day. So I'm not sure if they were all closed or not. So either way, that was the history. That actually the first unofficial days, they did start on the chief rabbinate picked the 10th of Tevis. And then they did that for the 2 years, December 49 and December 50. And in 51, the Knesset changed the date and made it on April 22nd, 1951. I guess that's the 27th of Nisan on the Hebrew calendar. They were deliberating between the 10th of Tevis, the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising, which was Pesach, and as well as the beginning of World War II. On September 1st. So that was, that's from the Wikipedia. That's a little bit about the history of the day.